Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys could all be here, and hopefully you guys didn't get affected too much by the storms last night. But I know Northeast South Dakota and into Minnesota and North Dakota need a lot of our prayers. So keep them in mind as you guys are thinking about all that going on. We're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you want to look to your bulletin, you can do so. Nursing home birthday party is July 24th. So if you want to read through all that jazz there, we're looking for some volunteers to share something with them. And it'll be a good time for them. Yes.
It says Monday, July 24th.
Yes. Thursday, July 24th is when it is. Perfect. Thank you. That's probably like last year's or something. I don't know. But who knows? Anyways, Thursday, July 24th is that at 2:30. So if you guys are looking to help out with that, now that you know exactly what day it is and the time, you guys can show up. And some of you guys are like, man, it's Monday. I can't do that. Now you can because it's Thursday. But if you guys would like to help with that, you can contact Jolene Hahn and get that tour. That'll be a good time. I know they really appreciate that stuff going on for them there. Hills Alive is July 28th, or 28th, see, I'm going to mess up everything. 18th and through the 21st, we're going to take off and we're going to go there with the youth group. So anybody that's grade 7 through 12 that's been coming to youth group, I sent the packet out this week on Remind. If you didn't get it or you want more questions or anything like that answered, you can come talk to me and I can try to answer them to the best of my ability. And that's going to go on for that. Youth group time for the summer has changed from 7 to 9. So make note of that tonight. We're starting at 7 o'clock this evening. So spread the word. I sent that on a Remind as well. So make note of that. Are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which our call to worship this morning is from Psalm 96, 7 through 10. And it says, ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nation, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the people with iniquity.
There seems to be a hole right here in the middle this morning. That's strange. Anyway, I'm glad to see you all here this morning. Let's stand together and sing number 58 in our hymnals, This Is My Father's World. Number 58. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees and skies and seas, his hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. pride shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. Thanks for singing with me. Let's take a minute to greet each other and tell somebody you're glad they're here.
Well, again, we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that you've chosen to worship with us as we finish up the month of June and anticipate all the activities that will be showing up in July, especially as we have the celebrations for our Independence Day. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. An update, Dean Weaver's brother-in-law, Dave, we had an update that he was sent home. He passed away last night. So be praying for Dave's family, but also for Dean and Nettie. They'll be making the trip back to Ohio. So also Dean had mentioned that his parents are kind of suffering the flu. So I hear that that's kind of going around again. So we'll be praying for them, but also for their safety and their travels. Any other prayer requests or praises this morning? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities we have in this country. As we are on the beginning of our Independence Day and the celebrations that will occur this coming weekend, it is the reminder that we have been very blessed throughout history, and we understand that the founding of our country truly was miraculous in bringing so many different individuals from across so many different cultures, and yet underlying each of those individuals that came was the understanding of the importance of God in our lives and in the life of our country. And Father, as we reflect back on 249 years, there have been many opportunities for our country to falter. Father, we may feel like we're on that same trajectory. Thank you that we can trust you. And Father, I do pray for our country, for the leaders that we have, that we have elected, Father, that you would give them purpose, that you would give them wise counsel, draw to them individuals that trust you and know you. But as citizens, help us to also be not only praying for our leaders, but also to be actively involved in being salt and light. Father, we're reminded of just how little that we can be in control. We do thank you for the rains that came through, but as we wake up this morning, others had a lot more weather than just a bit of rain. And so, Father, I pray for those that are dealing with the devastation from tornadoes or hail or flooding. Father, we just ask that you would be an ever-present help in this time. Father, we do acknowledge and are grateful for the rain that you sent our way. When we stood here just a couple months ago, it was looking pretty dire. Thank you for providing for our needs. And as we lift up our request to you, we lift up Dean and Nettie for Dean's family, for his sister, with the passing of her husband, Dave. We just ask that you would comfort her in her grief for the family as they gather, and especially think of Dean and Nettie as they travel back, that you would help them through this time, and especially for Dave's wife and family, that the suddenness of passing from diagnosis to now, the hard part of adjusting. So, Father, we just pray that in the days and weeks and months to come, that you would wrap your loving arms around the family. Father, we also are grateful for many that have had medical procedures that you're healing. Some may not have been expressed, but we know these requests that you hear and you understand, and in your timing you act. Father, we lift up the ministries of our church. We thank you for the opportunity of ministering into this community and to the families and both of school-aged children and beyond. Father, we do pray for our youth group as they gather each Sunday. Thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana and their sponsors that come alongside for speaking into the lives of these teens. Father, we are also grateful for our Sunday school classes and the opportunity of studying your word more in depth. We just ask that you would be with the ministries that we support around the world. We pray for the UNRUs this month. We just ask that you would protect them in their travels, as well as bring the support in that they need and the opportunities to connect with graduates from their school. We pray they also get prepared for the fall. We also lift up the Taves to you as word coming out that they have are stepping back in retirement. We just ask that you would give them wisdom. We thank you for the service that Ken and Karen have done on your behalf and on our behalf all these years in the Kadoka area and at Victory. We just ask that you would continue to open doors of ministry for them. Father, we do lift up our world to you in the chaos and the unrest, that you would protect your people and draw people and cultures to yourself. We especially think of the issues going on in Iran and Israel and Ukraine and Russia. And we just ask that peace would triumph. So, Father, we lay these requests before you. We thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people and the opportunity to give back to you a portion of what you've blessed us with. We just ask that you would bless both the gifts and those that give. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. this morning as we get ready to sing, I just wanted to ask everybody, does everybody have a certain way that they praise the Lord in their own personal way? How many people? Okay. For me, one of the ways I see God's beauty is outside. This week, God has brought spectacular visions in the sky. One night, my granddaughter said it looks like marshmallows in the sky. There were these big, huge, puffy things, you know. And then last night, from our view, mind you, we live in a valley, but to the west, it was orange and just spectacular within the clouds. And I think to myself, when I got the girls up, they were sleeping or laid down, I got them up, I said, come look at this. This is what God's beauty is all about, what he does for us every single day. And we don't always see it, and we don't always recognize it because we're so busy living life. But I had to bring it up because of the fact that the world we live in is such a sad but remarkable place because of what God scripturally says it's coming. But his beauty is in the eye of his beholder, which is us. How we live our life for Christ, what we see what Christ does, how we feel what Christ does in our daily life. And I just wanted to share that because I just thought last night was just a spectacular vision. And then the storms came, and there's devastation, and there's people that are pulled away from family to go do what they need to do. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. Let's stand. Let's sing. Let's praise Jesus. Let's love him. Just wanted to say that coming to God's house and be able to love on others and serve the Lord and be able to be the vessels of his kingdom is nothing but a miracle from heaven. It's his love that brought us to this place. Without salvation, we would have nothing in our lives. And so as we sing this next song, Yet Not Be Through Christ in Me. Oh, no, sorry. No, that's the last one. Sorry. On my stand, it's the next one. Sorry. But when we sing Amazing Grace or the next song, his love just pours through the words. So just take him in and breathe him in and feel him.
Repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Heavenly Father, as we have sung these words, it is the reminder that it is indeed your Son in our lives that helps us to accomplish, but more importantly, gives us hope. Father, I pray for our time this morning as we come this morning with the hope that we have in Christ, the opportunities that you give us through this week to share and to give answer to that hope that we have. Father, help us to be ready and prepared for those opportunities. Help us to hear from your word today. May it find prepared soil. In Jesus' name, amen.